eyes, which I ask you to do, please. Close your eyes, and still you are able to see the pin in your somewhere in your imagination, somewhere in your nafs. You have got the image of this pin. So it's difficult to keep the eyes closed. So open it. So you have the image of this. What you have done, in fact, you have also, please learn this word as well. I have explained this before. You have done tajreed. In Arabic, it's called tajreed. You have made a disengagement to this. You have disengaged this pen from its material being, from its material features. Disengagement is what is all the time is happening. So when you look at it, if you close your eyes, you have this image in you. You have disengaged from its materiality. Its materiality, what does explain matter? What are the features of the matter? The features of the matter, any matter can be seen. Any materialistic object can be seen. Number one, if it's in the right position. If this is behind me, I cannot see it. They say vaz, it's conditioned to a certain vaz or place in a place that it can be seen. So it should be, if I bring it even, it's not only about the direction, even if I bring it so close to my eyes, I cannot see it. So this is again about vaz. If I take it very far from my eyes, if you take it to outside, I cannot see it. Even if there is nothing to obstruct my view, but because it gets far, then I cannot see it. So it's an issue of vaz. And also the other thing is an object in the materiality, in the material perception must be present to the instrument of sense. If it's eyes, it must be present. It must be at the presence of instrument of eyes. So if it's present, then the instrument of perception, that instrument of perception, which is eye now, can perceive it. If it's something that has got some sort of noise or sound, then it should be present at the instrument of listening. As I said last week, remember, it might be, this issue might be a bit boring, but you have to bear with boring things. It's not about excitement, it's about learning. So this is also an important issue in materialistic state of an object is what is referred to as tazahum. Tazahum means if I want to pass my hands, these two strike each other. I cannot do that. This is tazahum. Tazahum means collision. Whereas in other universes, such thing does not exist even. In your mind, you can put, in your imagination, you can put a computer on a pen. You can pass a pen through a computer. You can pass this pen in your imagination through the wall. You do not find any tazahum or collision. Right? So, an example of this is when you dream. Dream is of which universe? When we are dreaming, we are in which universe? Fatima? We are in the universe of Khiyal. The dreams are happening in the universe of Khiyal, or Barzakh, or Malakut. In that universe, because Tazahum doesn't exist, a lot of times we see ourselves that we pass through a wall, or we fall from a big height, nothing happens to us, and we can see things that in the dreams that does not match with our understanding of universe of matter, because that tazahum is not there. Please learn these words. It is difficult for me every time I repeat this word in English, because in English it does not have the same meaning. And also, I have to say a few sentences for one word only. So learn this, tazahum, T-A-Z-A-H-O-M, tazahum. So in materialistic life, tazahum is the most important thing, one of the most obvious features. تزاهم. I should have, if I had whiteboard I would have written it for you. T T Z Z Z not Z Z Alif. Let me write it for you. تزاهم. It's like this. I don't know if you can see it or not. Okay? تزاهم is a feature of materialistic life. And that is exactly why, probably one of the good occasions to remind, what is exactly why it is said universe of matter is the lowest universe in terms of closeness to Allah and is the most limited universe. This universe of matter, where we live, is all about limitations. It's all about smallness. It's all about tazahum. Whereas, when we go to Alam Barzakh, when we die and we go to Alam Barzakh, because that is the universe of imagination, if you like, it's very similar to this. In, for instance, in Barzakh, 100 people can sit on the same seat and all of them can be seen. There is no such thing that one obstructs the other one. There is no tazahum. So it's difficult to understand. I know when you think about it, how can it be? But you have to try to practice in mind and to learn and understand there are other things, other universes with different types of characteristics and features in it. So in universe of Barzakh or Malakut or Khiyal, it is a bigger universe, there is less tazahum, there is less limitedness, and that is why it is a more enjoyable universe. That is why when we go there, we can. When I say enjoy, I'm not referring necessarily to materialistic enjoyment, because there are other types of enjoyment that we will learn, inshallah. But even if you think about materialistic enjoyment, it is less limitedness in that universe. And if, I know this is much more difficult to comprehend, once the barzakh is over, when qiyamah happening, qiyamah is what? Qiyamah is alam akh, the universe of intellect. When qiyamah is happening, universe of intellect, we are entering into the universe of intellect, which that universe of intellect is even bigger, but we are not talking about any physical size. It's even bigger, less limitedness, is more wahdat, more unity, and more space. That's why you hear in, I think it's even in Quran, that about Jannat, arzuha, as the width is as big as from west to east. But this is the only way the Quran could talk to us, so that we understand, because we are the creatures of the universe of matter. We have been born in this materialistic life. But it is not really about west and east in this way. So if it would have been the case, then so many billions of people, although not all of them may go to heaven, even 1 million, 10 million of them going to heaven, then these khiyalat, these imaginations come to us that Allah will create for everyone one universe like this, so He can give to each one of us one from west to east. It doesn't work like that. We have to learn more, and we'll see how those universes are free of time and matter, and space does not exist. These are all about this universe. So, five senses are working only in this universe, in universe of matter. In khiyal, as I showed you, this pen, if I tell you, I want you to do tajreed of this pen. To disengage this, disengage it from one level to another level. Disengage this from the level of matter to the level of khiyal. That immediately you take the image. Because in level of khiyal, image exists. Image does exist in the level of khiyal. That is why when we see dreams, dreams is all about images. Certain images are put together, they happen just like a movie, it happens for us. And if you disengage this from level of khiyal, what happens? we disengage it and take it into the level of aql and intellect. What does that mean? That you have to get rid of the image as well. How can you get rid of the materialistic features and the image as well? What does remain? What remains from this pen? If you disengage it so much that you take it to alam of aql. Ahsan, the meaning of it remains still. Pen, what does the pen do? You're not talking about this particular pen. When you take it to alam aql, because alam of aql is the alam of wahdat, wa alam of oneness, alam of unity, alam of universality. In that level, you only have in mind from this pen, what does a pen do? Pen is for writing, okay? It doesn't necessarily is this pen. It can be any type of pen. It can be a chalk on a blackboard. It can be, even when I'm touching this keyboard on my computer and writing, I'm having a pen there. And there are many other concepts of pen. The other, what is a very good example of pen other than these things that we can write is aql. Aql itself is a pen. What does it do? Aql writes on the nafs. With the help of aql, we can write on our nafs, isn't it? Can we not? If you talk to yourself, imagine you talk to yourself and you read something and you teach to your nafs. You tell them, listen, this is so good for you. You have to learn things. When you go to Qiyamat, when you go to Barzakh, or when you go to Qiyamat, you are not an illiterate person. You are not blind. Because illiteracy in those awalim is not like here. It's not that you exist and you see and you hear, but you cannot read and write. Illiteracy in Barzakh is blindness. Remember this verse of Quran? فَمَنْ هُوَ فَمَنْ هُوَ What was it, Fatima? فَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى Something in those lines. Whoever is blind is blind in akhirat as well. And as I said, it's not fair that if someone does not have eyes here to be not having eye in that universe as well. That is about Imam Rida alayhi salam says أَعْمَى عَنِ الْحَقَائِقِ الْمَوْجُودِ That means if somebody is blind to existing haqa'iq, existing realities here, he will be blind to existing realities there as well. And these are existing realities. But like one of the important of them is ma'rifat nafs. If we are blind of ma'rifat nafs, then we are blind of understanding any other thing. So, taking this to alam aql, doing tajreed of this, disengage this, and taking it to alam aql, it remains, the meaning of it is ability to write. Something that can write. That's called pen in universe of aql. And as I said, aql itself is a writer. It can be regarded as a pen. And then, when you take things in this level, then remember then you have fear about loh and qalam and arsh and kursi and those type of things that we hear. When we immediately we think when Allah talks about loh and qalam, he's talking about a piece of paper, and or maybe we may think, oh, it is not paper, it's a different material. And then we take a pen, we say it may not be this pen, but another type of pen. Yes, it is, but totally irrelevant to matter. There's no loh and qalam have nothing to do with this loh and qalam, because this is qalam, this is loh. But whereas even our nafs is loh, nafs of every person is a loh. And whatever is in alam aql is can be regarded as a qalam. So you can write with that qalam in your loh of nafs. And your loh of nafs, you can read it in qiyamah yourself. You don't need somebody else. So in reality, when we are told that we are given that letter of a'mal, letters of actions, or kitabul a'mal in qiyamah, it's not that you are given a book like this. In reality is when your wujud is this, or our wujud is disengaged from materialistic life, then you can see yourself, you can see what you have done. So this is about aql. So you disengage anything, you can disengage it the same way. If you can disengage this computer, You can disengage this mobile. Disengage it, you take it to your... You disengage it to level of khiyal, then you have the image of it only. Disengage it to level of aql, you have that, what is in your mind, that notion of a communication tools which is mobile as well. That in your mind. Right? You don't have really to be told about it. The moment you hear the mobile set, you immediately remember what that the meaning of mobile. But that meaning of mobile or that meaning of pen is only one in the universe of aql as a meaning, as a concept. Concept of pen is, this is how things are different from top to bottom. Top to bottom means from the universe of aql, when it comes to universe of khiyal, first in universe of aql you have pen as a means of writing. But the moment it comes to the universe of khiyal, you want to give image. You can give millions of images to a pen. It's not only even this pen. You have first to start with the concepts of pen. It can be ball pen. It can be this type of pen. It can be pens of aql. It can be other types of pen in other concepts. Then only when you have decided then what type of pen, then you can start again another millions of varieties in that level. And then, let's say you have decided this type of pen, then you can decide about, you have to, it has to have even a color, it has to have a size. So you can see how from Wahdat, we are coming down to Kasrat. Kasrat means what?
Diversity
and having number, numerousness. Numerousness as opposed to oneness. So from level of aql coming down, you are coming from the level of oneness to the level of numerousness. And as you see how it multiplies, how it becomes mutakassir by itself. And then when you want to bring it from level of barzakh or imagination, the same pain, to the level of matter, then again there is more, then you have to go, you can go and find, you can go and make your pen from a tree, you can go and you have to go get the material. It can be aluminium made, it can be plastic made, it can be... So, when you bring it to universe of matter, there is even more diversity and takassur and numerousness in it. So this is how alam aql is alam of wahdat and alam of coming down to alam khiyal is less wahdat, more diversity. Universe of matter, even less wahdat, and the maximum diversity. If you go, that it works like this. If you go from that, so from every meaning, see we have in alam aql, we have something about paint, right? Then you have something about loh, something that to write on. And you have something about another meaning in alam aql. Think about tree. Tree as it is, it's, if you do not attribute to that meaning of tree any specific type of tree. Tree itself has an existence in alam aql, in universe of intellect. Doesn't it? Tree, you know what it is. Something with the leaves most of the times, and it can give flowers, and it has got growth, it comes out of the, it grows from the earth. All of those things that you know about a tree, a plant. Right? That plant, in alam aql, there is a oneness for plant. But when it comes down, you can imagine how it can become mutakassir. And all those objects, plants, animals, human being, pen, you can imagine, we cannot even count how many of these one